This is it, what? Satoshi's pouring from the sky. Stash some chips up. No fear of missing out. I'd rather dip and flip. What? Now pump it up and double up is what we hit. What? 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 This is it, what? Satoshi's pouring from the sky. Stash some chips up.
Hello, Time Machine. Hello, Chomel, aka Eric, aka I'm the character. I was very, very happy to find your music. It's been on A-list rotation around the house here since I came across it. Really incredible work. How did you guys find each other, and how long have you been banging out tunes?
Well, thank you for having me on as the 21ism project. Yeah. Glad to be a part of the the formation of artists in Bitcoin, because there's a bunch of artists in Bitcoin that are doing great work. So it's great to have a hub where we can see it. But as far as Time Machine goes, we were college buddies. I look pretty young, but I'm actually a lot older than I look. So we were just college buddies, and my friend Jay played me his demo tape. And I always appreciated his music. And then, you know, off and on one day, I just said this random verse I wrote. And it was Jay's idea for us to be a group. I actually had no intentions to do music. But, you know, Jay was full-fledged into it. And then he was like, this could actually be something that works. And he started tossing me these song ideas. And lo and behold, I realized I could actually write, you know, write rhymes, and it kind of just worked. It was just one of those things where it's just chemistry. Like you can't make that portion of it up. It's just the chemistry was just so good between us. Like we never had any egos. Like we took each other's criticism, you know, and everyone had a role that suited them perfectly. And so I think you can hear it in the music of like three guys who genuinely get along and respect each other artistically and enjoy each other artistically.
100%. I mean, that's one of the things that really comes across to me, was just the sort of pure enjoyment of the creative process. I mean, it comes across. It's fun and it's cheeky and it's deep. You know, it's... all the sort of good things that music should be. But to me, your albums, they hark back to a sort of epoch of hip-hop that I personally have been missing for too many years, you know, one of lyrical profoundness and musicianship and diverse influences, you know, both in terms of cultural ones, but musical ones as well. Has it been a deliberate choice to kind of musically distance yourself from the sort of musical fiat elements that there are in the industry, or has it just, it sounds like it was more innate?
Right. If you go through our catalog, so I mean, we came up during the 90s era of hip hop. Those were our influences. And if you go through our catalog, even our first work, Slow Your Roll, which is still our fans' favorite work. It's just a product of us being of the time period that we're in. And then as we grew into adults, it just didn't make sense to change. It's like we kind of with the album you guys are having on your site, that album to us was the realization that this is the music we actually make. This is who we are. This is what we're actually good at. And there's no reason to change there's no reason to change that. Like this is, when you hear Time Machine, this is Time Machine. Like
it's your DNA.
Yeah. So it doesn't, we wouldn't make anything else. And if we did, it probably wouldn't sound that great. So.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, it definitely sounds, it has integrity. So the creative process, how do you guys divide that? You're talking about writing rhymes yourself. Is there one person who's predominantly track and the others are hooks and lyrics, or do you all sort of combine and weigh in on the different elements?
It was pretty it was everyone had their place. So we had DJ Mekalek, who was our DJ and our producer. He was also our engineer, so he would also mix and record us. So he was really like the backbone of the group, you know. Like, and then you had me and Jay, who were we were the lyricists, and we were you know, so opposite of each other that it worked. Where we were so opposite, we had the same style, but like on the opposite, almost on the opposite spectrum. So when we wrote songs, they were the same songs, but we just like Jay is extreme, really practical, and I'm really idealistic. And so you had these two ideas with the DJ, who was completely in the middle, who always understood what we were both trying to convey. And so it would all just coalesce. And, you know, everyone, like when we needed to get over any humps, it was always DJ Mekalek who would like be up till 4 a.m. making sure the album was ready. And then it was, you know, Jay, who just had the practical and the know-how to like navigate the music industry, you know. And, you know, myself, it was always understanding like, you know, what the group needed emotionally to what we all needed from each other, and like how to be the emotional group that supported us, and, you know, just made sure that we were in a place, you know, to make good music.
Good friends to the end, admiration. Recognized for your talents, all of them. Got a plan and it's working good for once. Inspired by the wants of seeing the sun. Rocking blind babies, poor old ladies. Bullets acting crazy, bees still stinging. Haze blocked the meaning, bad air breathing. The season started with your symphony. The jackpot way up 2,000,003. Bought a ticket, why not get one for me? Whoever get it, yo, we split at the fantasy. That's enough to make the mirrors look back at me. Strike us down lightning, wouldn't that be exciting? To be the source of the boom of the clouds fighting. Better chance of the rain, I switch roll with the silver lining. Better chance of an author getting recognized for writing. Took a penny and wished it that we would be prolific. Composed the greatest symphony, yo, baiting, that's terrific. Captured the mood of the Atlantic and the Pacific. On stage getting applauded, shouting, bowing, yo, we did it. We still crush whatever, enemy of good better. Your ticket on, yo, we gon' split that shit for real, remember? The guide to the good life, all in five numbers. They hit, I never.
I made a plan to be less planned out, cause I was feeling caught up like the last man out. Caught up like Millie Jackson, get in action. I had a smile, I mean, what did I think would happen?
So, I'm the character, you are a known Bitcoiner in the space. Has the rabbit hole swallowed all three of you up by now, or are you the only sort of card-carrying Bitcoiner?
Yeah, I'm the only one. I've tried. I tried to get them in at 3K. I remember Bitcoin was at 3K. I've been trying to get everyone in. I'm the only one holding the torch. But recently, I talked to DJ Mac, and he listened to the speech I gave, and he said something important to me about the speech. He goes, "I really enjoyed your speech, but I still can't put together how Bitcoin fits into it all." And so I explained to him about the Federal Reserve and how money printing actually works, and how you can't do that with Bitcoin, and how the closer you are to the money, the more likely you are to be wealthy. And once we had that conversation, he was like, "Oh, I finally get it. I see. I get how what you're saying and how Bitcoin is related now." And so it just dawned on me that there's this educational element that I think is the most important element to onboarding. Mm-hmm. Hold on for a second. There's a buzz in the back. I'm going to close my door because he might be picking it up.
Sure.
It means there was room to get better. Got it all out my head and wrote it down in a letter. I put it in a bottle, I threw it in the ocean. What I wouldn't give for a sip of that magic potion. No, a genie to come along and see me. It might have happened once, but y'all wouldn't believe me.
Alright, sorry.
No worries. But yes, it's the why Bitcoin is the more important question than the how, I think, to onboard people, isn't it? And it's also the question that it takes a little bit longer to actually fully comprehend, I think. But hopefully with this backdrop that we're seeing now, the madness of everything, it becomes a little easier to kind of make people willing to put in the yards.
Right. Yeah. There's just, I think people are understanding something isn't right. And they're looking for some sense of security. But at the same time, the Bitcoin is such a paradigm shift in thinking. And, you know, here in the US, we don't get any education whatsoever about how money works or even like what is money. Like, you can go through high school and even college and not ever come across any real analysis of what is money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. So we talk in the sort of Bitcoin space, we talk about a lot about how Bitcoin changes us, you know, changes our value set maybe, or possibly just enhances our value set. So in terms of the behavioral changes Bitcoin brings, have you found that there is a change in how you look for or harness creativity?
No, for me, Bitcoin is more of a stress relief valve. If anything, it's like, okay, I have the ship is sinking, but I have my lifeboat. So now that I have that off my back, you know, let's get back to creating. I think if I didn't have Bitcoin, I'd be more stressed out about I'd probably be way more stressed out about how am I going to get through this? And I'd probably have a doomsday scenario towards my creativity. But I think my creativity actually is more positive, because I think the message for me is, guys, we don't have to. Our ancestors and the activists before us, you know, had a way tougher time than we do, because all we have to do is move our money, you know? How lucky are we? And so I think going into that, that makes me more positive. So that makes me have a positive outlook towards the music, where it's, hey guys, look, let's like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. But at the same time, like, look what we have, like, how lucky are we to have this at this such a pivotal time.
There's a 2-year-old just giving a little sleepy moan in the background there on the monitor. So you are obviously well known in the Bitcoin space, well, particularly in the last 6 months, for your rousing speech at a BLM rally. How long did it take you to get to this realization yourself of the message that you were delivering?
All the pieces came together after the George Floyd murder. I had the pieces of it separate in my mind. And when I saw the unrest, when I saw that we passed the point of no return, I had to come up with a plan to, well, where are we going? And how do we get there? And I felt that I needed to come up with a solution as to how that happens. And I needed to, if I could, lead anyone who understood what I was saying on that journey and on that path. I always knew Bitcoin was a tool for liberation. Great. So now it was the world, everything's falling apart. How do we come back together? So that's when the volunteering came into play. I read, there's this book called The End of Work by Jeremy Rifkin. And the fifth section of it talks about the third sector. And he goes into the third sector, really the third sector being volunteering. And Jeremy Rifkin's thesis was, with all the automation that's coming, what are we going to do with all this free time? And we have two paths where you can have green zones and red zones where things are chaotic, or we can come together and start building this community to reinforce these bonds with all this free time that's about to come online, should things progress with the automation that's happening and technology. And so I thought to myself, well, let's not wait for, I mean, we're here now. So if we can combine Bitcoin with an aspect of volunteering and then always use the power that we have in our vote, then these are the macro ideas that can encompass everyone's movement that has a movement towards a just and fair society. And so Bitcoin was really the last piece of it. But in that moment, I just felt like something has to happen. What can we do? And then when I was at City Hall that day, once I formulated the idea, you know, I'm not going to lie, I was nervous because I thought people were going to be like, what the hell is this dude doing talking about Bitcoin at a moment right now? And it's just like, am I going to be able to pull off this brand new, this idea that's seemingly new to the majority of people that's here, and them not feel like I'm trying to sell them a business idea in a time when everyone's hurting? And, but I had to do it. I had to do it. I knew where my heart was. I knew where the intent was. And so I did it, and maybe I turned some hearts and minds that day, but I just continue to run now with the mantra, Bitcoin volunteer vote, because no matter what you do, if you do any of those three things, you come out better on the other end. There's no way you can do any one of those three things and not come out better, or your neighborhood or your community come out better on the other end of that. And so that was the idea. So let's roll up our sleeves and let's come out better on the end of this. And this is a way we can do it.
I absolutely hear you, man. I mean, we are politically impotent in so many ways as just, you know, individuals. And you can be an idealist, but at a certain point, your idealism butts up against reality and you realize that you're pretty impotent. And yeah, I'm with you, man. This is why we moved out here, to create our own little citadel. That was voting with our feet. That's why I Bitcoin. That's voting with my wealth or with my money. You know, that's the ways we can make real impact. I 100% agree. But how difficult has it been to convey the social upside? I mean, number go up is one thing, but how difficult has it been to convey the social upside of Bitcoin to a crowd that presumably haven't reach the same conclusion as you have? I imagine that this one video that we know is not the only time that you've been preaching, if that's not too weighted a word, the message of Bitcoin.
I went out another time. I had an opportunity to speak at the All Black Trans Lives Matter rally, and it's for us in the space, it's so easy to forget how radical an idea of Bitcoin is. Because when you first hear it, you say, no way, the government's going to shut it down. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no way the government's going to allow this. And so then you have to go from that to the technological leap as to why they can't shut it down. And so that leap alone kind of has the crowd scratching their heads. Well, okay, this sounds great, but no way. But you always get like the person who comes up to you when I speak, the one guy, person who's like, oh my God, yeah, I've been thinking about cryptocurrency. I'm glad you mentioned this. But it's just, it's so new that it's hard for the crowd to really understand what it is you're saying, because you're talking about something that isn't physically tangible that can create this huge impact. And so they're like, I can't touch it. You're telling me it can't be shut down. You're telling me all these things about a thing that like I can't physically hold. And that's just so radical. It's such a radical idea that I'm coming to find now there's this element of education, continual education, that has to come with the announcement and onboarding process. So while I'm willing to speak in public about it, I also understand that there has to be a way for me while speaking to also educate. And that's where I have this initiative, Bitcoin Volunteer Vote, that I'm in the midst of building right now. And it's really simple. You just go out and volunteer. And if you can, make a Bitcoin donation. And that's where the conversation comes in. And I've come to the conclusion that as crazy as things are, as much as I want to do, that's about all I can do. So, I mean, you're not going to, you know, like, good luck if you think you're going to change the world in your lifetime. So.
Well, but we can be a small part of helping change the world, right?
Right. And so if I can volunteer in communities that could benefit from Bitcoin and actually do a Bitcoin donation, I mean, that's the first step, you know? So.
Fantastic. Is there a temptation now to kind of combine it with some sort of musical form? Like when you are next writing bars, for example, are you tempted to kind of work it into your verses in any sort of way?
No, not really. It's weird. Like I feel like if I do it, it comes off as like cheeky and not serious. But I did. I was fortunate enough to do the to work with a DJ Skrilla, a music project where every song is about Bitcoin. And I was invited on that. So I did do a direct song about Bitcoin. But again, the song was like more of a joke.
Not in generations has Wall Street absorbed the number of body blows it took today.
The world has gone mad and the system is broken.
The American financial system is rocked to its foundation as top Wall Street institutions topple under a mountain of debt.
Bailed out by the taxpayers.
It's pretty clear they cannot be trusted.
He said, your problem is that you're trying to understand this as an economic story. Once you look at it as a crime story,
you'll get it.
I really dug it. I know Citadel 21, they featured one or two pieces there. And it was hot, man. I loved it.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough. He reached out to me for sound money. And it was fun to do. So I don't know if you, but I feel like it's weird for me to like toe the line of like, oh, like this is a cool song, and then, oh, but this is like cheeky, but so, you know, but I don't know. I was thankful he invited me to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So where do you find your sort of inspiration for your rabbit hole exploits?
I feel like my approach to life as in general is to just squeeze the best bits out of it. And so if I see a creative endeavor and I think that like I can benefit from it and others can too, then I really go for it. For instance, I'm working on a documentary about a DJ and the guy is just so unique, you know, like this documentary is going to kill me. Like it's killing me now. I have so much footage, but this guy is so unique and the story is so unique. You know, I'm compelled to do it.
The things I like to do,
the things I like to do,
the things that's good for you,
the things that's good for you.
And what new projects do you have in the pipeline? Are you guys working on any more material?
Not at the moment. We're just letting that album take care of itself. I'm working on a documentary right now, and then I'm also just trying to get the Bitcoin Volunteer Vote initiative off the ground at the moment. So it's pretty hard to volunteer in a time of COVID. So we're just going to focus on, you know, getting the website up, and then we're trying to build an incentive structure for that where you can redeem your volunteer hours for actual items. So there's nothing for the only way to buy something is with your volunteer hours. And that way you get some incentive to, you know, if you volunteer, is not only did you help your community, but you can get something from the Bitcoin Volunteer Vote store.
Fantastic. Where can people find more about that?
It's coming up. I haven't launched the site yet, but we're working on the website. It'll be bvvgiftcard.com. And the concept is you're the actual gift card yourself. You're the Bitcoin Volunteer Vote gift card. You're giving the gift of your time and also the gift of Bitcoin. And so the whole concept is we're Bitcoin ambassadors / gift cards, and we're spreading the message through volunteering and voting. And on top of that, we can say, hey, 21ism, hypothetically, donated us a zine and they've put it for sale for 4 volunteer hours. And so, so that's the concept.
I really like that. That's great. Yeah, man. When you guys do come live, then let us know, because we'll definitely shout about it. You mentioned COVID. I mean, lots of my friends and musicians, gigging musicians, and a lot of their work has ceased. How are you guys finding it?
No. So that album came out 2 years ago. It was pretty easy to travel during that time. And that album for us was more of an album to bookend our catalog. We had 2 previous albums before that. The first album was Slow Your Roll. The third album was Life is Expensive. The music industry was really changing around that time. And so the group split up. But we always wanted to just make a third album, like mainly for our friends and for ourselves. Because, you know, we just worked so well together. Like it's so easy for us to, you know, some of the songwriting is hard, but it's just as a group to like sit down and work together. Like working together is so easy and we enjoy it. We enjoyed working together and we was like, hey guys, let's have, for now, let's just have one more go at this. You know, we were all in a space and time where we could do it. And so that was the process. And it was just cool, like spending the summer with like your friends and working on music. And, you know, that was, that's what it was all about. And we definitely felt we deserved as a group, as a collective of artists, you know, we owed it to ourselves to just give us and our fans, you know, this project. So it wasn't really about touring it, this one particularly. It wasn't about, not even really like, you know, selling a ton of records, but it was just like, hey, this is like the thank you record, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, and what a thank you it is. It's, yeah, man, as I said, I've absolutely loved it. And, but me and my wife and my boy, we've been having a cheeky jig to it. Every time I put it on, so and I'm definitely getting my hands on some vinyl when it's up on the site. I love that vinyl has come back. I mean, it's been back for a little while, but I've always loved it as a format, particularly in hip hop. I mean, it's always been about vinyl. And it's nice to have something tangible, something lovely. You know, like artwork just looks so much better. You know, and when you put the needle on, particularly some nice 180 gram vinyl, it just sounds so good, doesn't it? But really glad you came on. Really appreciate what you guys are doing, and my head is still nodding. Thank you very much for appearing on 21ism.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us on 21ism, and keep up the. There's so many great artists and Bitcoin, so it's cool to be a feature on it as well. I'm looking forward to seeing who else you guys dig up that I might not be aware of.
Cheers, man.
Go visit another country? How lucky? Smoking baguettes, spending hella funny money? Surfing with the sharks? Eating sea conchs? Snorkeling in the coral with Little Nemo shop? Splash! Didn't need to see tickets, the brochures or the pictures. You had me at visit, getting out makes me livid. Running man, moonwalk, hands been flipping. The rest of the details, I ain't even listen. Man, listen, I'm what your freezer's missing. Next to the popsicles, really cold chilling. Eating lavender ice cream. Listening to Siamese Dream. Gleaming the ice cube, put it in the iced tea. Eat all the vegetables cause you said I get a icy. You had me at Cop Killer and W.A. Booker. Two scoops of sugar, I'm shook up. Tempting bliss, add the lemon twist. Mwah, kiss. You had me at all of this.
The yellow brick road wasn't always paved yellow. It took a whole lot of bottles of limoncello, pineapple jello, shots. We should get together and connect these dots. Pop these bubbles, drop these troubles. I'm the best wingman ever, Barney Rubble. I could jump on that grenade if you need me to. Holla at a friend like come and watch some TV, boo. But had to draw the line when asked if I would sleep with you. You asking what would Jesus do? I asked what Eazy-E would do. In retrospect, I think he probably would've wrapped it up. Put a hat on first and then he would've smacked it up. You had me at 100 miles and running. Crease khakis and some Compton City Lopes, so stunning. You all about spike bats, Raider hats, dirty gats, playing craps, what's the haps? You had me at all of that. All of that.
You had me at that. You had me at 20 inch woofers in the back. You had me at that. You had me at this. You had me at 6-4s on hydraulics. You had me at this. You had me at that. You had me thinking, why must I chase the cat? You had me at that, you had me at this. I had the boom, she had the chronic.
All of it. all of it.
All of it.